Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right now, we have cardinals that are at the Vatican, and they are actually set to vote for the next pope. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is in 600 years. In 600 years, we've never have seen a pope. 600 years since the last time a pope actually stepped down and resigned. And so they're actually gathering together, and I believe 115 of them, cardinals, and they're looking right now to see and casting their votes to see who's going to be the next pope. But why don't you listen to this segment and see what's happening.
Amazing. Well, in other news, Roman Catholic cardinals from around the world have gathered at the Vatican. They're meeting to choose the successor to Pope Benedict, who resigned last week. John Waggie has that story.
The cardinals began arriving for the first meetings ahead of the papal conclave just hours after Pope Benedict became the first pontiff in 600 years to resign rather than die in office. The finality is reflected in the Pope's Twitter page, where Benedict's picture has been removed and his tweets deleted. Monday's meeting opened with prayer, and each cardinal took an oath of secrecy, pledging to keep quiet about matters related to the election of the next pope. But outside, an international media horde follows the cardinals, giving it some of the trappings of a political campaign. Campaigning on the part of those considered to be frontrunners is strictly forbidden, and the 115 cardinals who will choose the new pope know the nature of their task.
And this is a spiritual act in which we are supposed to, or we are obliged to, elect the new pope.
La Iglesia está dispuesta para cualquier papa.
Spanish Cardinal Carlos Amigo Vallejo says, in the church, you don't have nationalities, you don't have colors or parties. Any bishop, a baptized Christian, will be perfectly accepted in the church. 11 American cardinals make up the second largest group of all the nations, and most will be casting their first papal ballot.
I would be looking for someone who has that vision and that energy to say, this is what I want to do with this pontificate.
Like a pastor in a parish, you know, when you have somebody who basically connects with people.
The date for electing a pope wasn't determined Monday because a handful of cardinals have yet to arrive. Meanwhile, a tailor's shop in Rome is displaying the white vestments ready for the new pope to wear when he is chosen. John Waggie, CBN News.
Wow. Well, if you remember, we talked about as soon as the Pope Benedict resigned, we shared on VFN radio, and you can go back and listen to this highlight. It's called Pope Suddenly Resigns. Is this the fulfillment of prophecy? Mm-hmm. And we shared about a alleged prophetic word that was given many years ago by Saint Malachy, according to some sources, and I think we cite them, and Wikipedia actually has a whole long listing of this. But basically, in this prophecy, he received 112 short phrases in Latin that would describe each one of the popes, beginning from Pope Celestine II, and it's to conclude with Pope Benedict's successor, and this the pope now that they're getting ready to elect. And basically, what the prophecy says is that this pope will actually see Rome totally destroyed.
Right.
He was Rome totally destroyed and see it all the way into the end times. And there's so many things right now that are converging. There's so many things that are coming all together. So it's so important to pay attention, to pray, to be vigilant, and to be on the front lines of what God is doing. I mean, you look at this, you can't see events that are happening and just blow them off. You know, God wants to give us insight. He wants us to be prayerful, and he doesn't want, you know, things that are happening to just basically influence us. But by prayer, right, by prayer and seeking God for wisdom and counsel, we can actually have an impact on the events that are happening in the world today. And so we definitely want to pray about the things that are to come and the things that are about to happen. But remember this also, and I believe this is also on the torch, The day that Pope Benedict resigned, there was a picture, a caption that a lightning bolt was actually hitting St. Basilica. I mean, just came down. And it's just like, okay, God, okay. What meanest thou this, right?
Yeah, right.
But let's stay vigilant. Let's stay on the front lines. Let's continue to pray and be alert. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.